That British police commander has put the number of people missing and presumed dead after a high-rise inferno in that tower in London at 58. Now, Stuart Cundy, the Metropolitan Police, says the figure includes the 30 people who have been confirmed dead in Grenfell Tower blaze. The Met chief warned the number of fatalities may increase. He added that images and videos from the tower are likely to be released on Sunday. The public anger has been growing at authorities over alleged mismanagement of fire regulations and at Prime Minister Theresa May for her response to this tragedy. Now we're joined by Mr. Richard Sutton, a social media reporter, joining us out of London. Hello, sir, and thanks for joining us on the program. Now, residents feel this disaster could have easily been prevented, that the emergency response could have been more effective, and that authorities and the media could be showing right now more vigilance after this to get to the bottom of it. Your thoughts, please.
I think there's a lot of truth to what you just said. To be honest, I think a lot of people are meeting this new announcement from the Metropolitan Police with not too much enthusiasm. If you talk to people on the ground, if you talk to the first responders, the first people in the building, the people to interact with fire crews, to cut a long story short, people already know, as far as we can know without official confirmation, people already know the death toll is much higher. People feel like this is very much a case of the authorities trying to macro manage the grief of the people. They are anticipating a huge public backlash when the truth of this tragedy emerges. In some respects, perhaps it's not avoidable now. They may have done too little too late, the government, I'm afraid.
And Richard, you know, a factor here, the locals feel played a role in how this ordeal was and has been treated, is that the block was home to working class Britons of, I'm sure you very well know, African and Middle Eastern descent. Would you agree or dissent with that assertion?
Yes, sir. I mean, absolutely. This is the reality is one cannot remove the politics of race and class from this equation. This was a building full of predominantly North African, Arab, migrant, Muslim, immigrant communities, first, second and third generation, and of course, white working class communities too. If you talk to people on the ground, the people working around the crisis, it's very hard to imagine a building of well-to-do white people or European originated people being left to the same fate. It just wouldn't happen. And the stark paradox for many people that is heightening the anger is the fact that the tower block itself is in one of the poorest parts of the country. Across the road, you have part of the richest part of the country, and within the same borough. So within this same borough, you essentially have poor people left to burn in an inferno, and you have rich people across the road. And by the way, the cladding, which I'm sure everyone has heard about now, which probably has led to the fire, this was done to make the building aesthetically pleasing for the richer residents across the road. So there's many dynamics to this tragedy, but class and race and racism is, you know, undeniably at the roots of it. You know, these people died because they were poor and brown and Muslim.
And that cladding, by the way, I should add, is banned in many countries. Thank you for joining us, Richard, and your input. That was Mr. Richard Sutton, a social media reporter, joining us out of London.